All right, some events and activities that are going on, and of course, some independence focus. Well, first of all, this is going to be kind of fun for Buena Vista. Buena Vista is going to do an outdoor movie night tonight, and it's going to be in that Town Green Park, the site of the old mall that got torn down years ago, the old Fort Saginaw Mall. And tonight, starting at dusk, Godzilla versus Kong on the big screen, 30 by 17 foot mobile screen. It's a free event. Everyone's invited. So come on out and enjoy. Families can enjoy some food vendors that plan to open up about 6 o'clock at the site. And then you'll be able to enjoy that, enjoy some family gatherings, and then the movie itself. Tonight, free at the Town Green Park, the former site. Well, it's still the site, but where the former Fort Saginaw Mall used to be. Reminder from the city of Saginaw. You've heard news on this, but we want to make this an event because it is an event. It goes through today from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Those who are facing some water shutoffs, remember financial assistance available. And you can check out and find out what available assistance there is when you visit the Saginaw City Hall on Washington and get more information. Today between 10 and 2 and get help for yourself. Or if you know somebody who needs help, get that help. Bay City Fireworks Festival Day 2 is tonight after last night's Day 1. Day 2 tonight and Day 3 tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. Remember, great viewing, of course, in both Winona and Vets Park. Admission to Winona Park is $5. Vets Park is $2. There's going to be entertainment at the Winona Park Band Shell. You have the Sherbick Family Carnival. That's also operating the rides and attractions, so all that fun can be had. And then the fireworks, the mini show tonight, if you will, about 10:15. As it was last night. And then the big show tomorrow night, the Bay City Fireworks Festival. That's happening. Go to baycityfireworksfestival.com and you can find out more. Saginaw getting ready, of course, for the fireworks on Independence Day itself on Sunday. And from Ojibwe Island, the big blast off takes place, 10:15 the start time. And everyone's invited to come out and enjoy a lot of fun. And the fireworks themselves will have a broadcast of the music that accompanies the fireworks. On 100.5 and 790, we do a whole patriotic presentation hour from 10 until 11 that night on Sunday night. And then from 10:15 to 10:45 for the 30-minute show, you hear the music from the fireworks that is taking place on Ojibwe Island. Also on Sunday, there's many communities that are engaged in fireworks. We encourage you to search out information from your own specific community. But certainly we want to recognize the fact that the Sanford Lake Association plans its return to fireworks after being canceled last year, and of course, dealing with all the aftermath and the flooding that's still going on with the dams that were breached. And so without a lake for viewing this display in front of the Community of Christ Campground, the launch location is going to be the Sanford Lake Park, and it's free. The fireworks to be set off from the boat launch area. The splash park will be open, some entertainment as well. But the Sanford Lake Association inviting everyone to come and support with the fireworks. Coming up on Sunday, another Saginaw Eddie Concert Band concert. And it's season number 95, you know, under the baton of Joseph Radke, the conductor. And it's free admission and free parking at the Huntington Event Park, right across from the Dow Event Center. Starts at 7 o'clock. And this Sunday, the concert's titled Stars Spangled Spectacular. So it'll be a lot of fun to enjoy the sounds and the enjoyment of the Celebration of America at the Eddie Band Concert this Sunday, 7 o'clock, Huntington Event Park in Saginaw. Jumping ahead into next week, a reminder that, I'll make sure I have this date right. I want to make sure. Yeah, the Winona Park Band Shell on Wednesday will be featuring another one of its summer concert series. And on Wednesday, it's titled Satisfaction, a Rolling Stones tribute band. So enjoy that at 7 o'clock this coming Wednesday at the Winona Park Band Shell. Jazz in the Garden starts this coming Wednesday at the Anderson Enrichment Center in Saginaw. It's the 19th season, and the kickoff band, the New Reformation Jazz Band. That's next Wednesday, July 7th, 7 o'clock, and free, by the way, to the public. So that's something that you'll enjoy. On Wednesday, AndersonCenter.org. If you need more info, AndersonCenter.org. Tunes by the Tridge next Thursday, featuring Peacemaker, a classic rock band. And that is taking place from 7 till 9 at the Farmers Market area at the foot of the Tridge. And it's free for everyone to enjoy. That's what's happening next Thursday. Speaking of free and to enjoy, remember, Saginaw celebrates summer with all the events and the activities that are going on within the city of Saginaw, presented by Hemlock Semiconductor. We guide you to the Facebook page that you can find out lots of information for the events and the activities that are taking place when you go to Saginaw Celebrates Summer and find out how that celebration can include you with many of the events free or just a little nominal cost.